This is KCUR 89.3. Half of all marriages in America will end in divorce, but even though till death do us part may not apply anymore, people are still getting married, and in the Midwest, newlyweds are younger than in many other states. KCUR's Cody Newell takes a look at why that is and on how the wedding ceremony itself is changing.
When I first got this assignment, I immediately thought my friends Jake and Sarah Sapp would be perfect for it. They got hitched in KC last year after a long engagement, and then moved 2,000 miles across the country to Seattle for grad school. So I gave them a call on Skype. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey Cody.
It's pretty good, how are you?
I was in their wedding party and stood alongside Jake as we watched Sarah walk down the aisle.
I still think about it. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah, everybody got to see how happy we are in a very honest way, which was awesome.
Like a lot of couples in the Midwest, Jake and Sarah got married pretty young, just 24 years old. For them, tying the knot was obviously rooted in their feelings for each other, but there was also some family pressure.
We knew that we were going to be together forever anyway, so why make our families uncomfortable or mad when it's really a piece of paper to us.
Now that they've moved to Seattle, though, it's a different universe compared to the Midwest.
More often than not, people think it's interesting that I call Jake my husband rather than my partner.
Nobody really says husband or wife out here. They all say partner.
The culture on the coast is just different. It's easier to live alone or live with a partner. And the numbers show exactly that. The average age of marriage is roughly 4 years higher in California and New York than in Kansas and Missouri.
Marriage is a luxury now rather than a necessity.
That's UMKC sociology chair Deborah Smith. She studied families and marriage for more than 20 years and says that besides cultural differences, the higher cost of living on the coasts, particularly the Northeast, leads more couples to go to college and wait for marriage.
You have to get these very high-level jobs if you're going to have any sort of economic experience or, you know, buy a house, have kids or whatever.
But in the Midwest, it's way easier to earn a good living earlier in life because rent is roughly half as high. And nowadays, couples across the country share work and educational responsibility.
Up until about the 1980s and early 90s, women would marry somebody with more education. But now it's expected that both husbands and wives have an education. It's a double advantage.
And even the marriage ceremony itself is changing. Catherine Hogan runs the Vow Exchange, a wedding venue in the Crossroads that specifically caters to small ceremonies. We're talking less than 50 people small. She got the idea when she renewed her vows with her husband in the most notorious city for weddings in America, Las Vegas.
I think what took me by surprise was honestly how emotional I was over it.
More emotional than her actual wedding day.
And I feel like maybe it had something to do with the fact that there wasn't a lot of fuss and muss over the entire experience.
Hogan says the wedding industry is obsessed with large, micromanaged ceremonies.
It's almost as if you are building a custom house every single time. And not only that, you're personally hiring the electrician and the plumber and the drywall guy. And like, nobody does that.
And it's true that the average wedding has grown more complex and expensive. Various surveys have found that the average cost in Kansas City ranges from $15,000 up to $24,000. That's exactly where Jake and Sarah's wedding ended up at. For comparison's sake, the Vow Exchange's most extravagant package is just $4,200. But beyond the cost, Hogan hopes that her business can start to change what people prioritize in their ceremonies.
Couples feel the need to ensure that their wedding is really unique. They think that that will make it really memorable. And if it's really memorable, it's very meaningful. Really what makes a wedding the most memorable, it's the people.
Perhaps the most important thing to remember when thinking about marriage in 2016 is that it's changing, but it's not going away entirely. Here's Deborah Smith again.
You can also look at this one quote in the 1850s about, well, marriage is going to go away. And it's like marriage evolves. We kind of figure it out. Yeah, people have been talking about the demise of the family for the last 175 years.
So for those of us who love to cry at weddings, and I do, that's an encouraging sign. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Cody Newell.